The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing in the news, a 37-year-old woman was shot and killed in the American city of Minneapolis yesterday, shot by an ICE agent. Video footage of the incident shows the woman in her vehicle attempting to drive off before being shot by an officer who was alongside her vehicle at the time. The Trump administration rushed to paint a picture of a violent agitator attempting to kill ICE officers by weaponizing her car, but videos of the incident and eyewitness accounts paint a much different picture. Emily Heller lives on the street where the incident took place, and she told CNN's Erin Burnett what she saw.
I hadn't even gotten dressed. I was making breakfast. I went out, I heard the commotion, I heard whistles, which is a common sign of ICE is nearby, and I went out onto my front porch. I didn't even have shoes on, and within 60 seconds, everything had already gone down. But there was an ICE convoy that seemed to be stuck, and then there was a protester who was blocking traffic so they couldn't progress. She was totally peaceful, and ICE, it seemed, completely unorganized. They didn't really know what they were doing. They were screaming at her to move, move, move. And then they approached her vehicle aggressively and tried to open her door. And then that's when she got spooked, and she reversed her vehicle to turn her wheels to try to escape. And that's when an ICE agent stepped in front of her vehicle and said, "Stop." And then, I mean, she was already moving, and then point blank shot her through her windshield.
So President Trump says the woman was disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully and viciously ran over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. He shared a video of the incident from a different angle. What's your response to that version of events?
I mean, that's the only reason why I'm here. I don't think I'm the most articulate person. I don't think that I don't want to be here. But I knew that this would be twisted and it would be self-defense. And that's absolutely not what happened. But it's just my life is forever changed from having witnessed this. And I just can't let this narrative that it was self-defense go any further, because it's absolutely not what it was.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, had this to say in a press conference afterwards, and he did not mince his words.
What we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE. We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. Not only is this a concern that we've had internally, we've been talking about it. They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you.
And that's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, talking yesterday, clearly in anger. We're joined by Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
We've all seen the video at this point, and it does appear clear that the woman was spooked by ICE agents, one of them particularly approaching her very aggressively, not the man who made the fatal shooting, but another one, and, you know, a scary kind of a figure. The man who shot her was somewhat in front of the vehicle, and then as she attempted to drive off, he literally shot her through the side window, and the car then, out of control, rammed into two parked cars. I mean, it's an extraordinary situation, but the president and Kristi Noem tried to control the narrative from the get-go.
Right. They started off immediately by calling it domestic terrorism. Kristi Noem says she's going to push for a law that says if you use your car in a way that threatens ICE agents, that that's going to be classified as domestic terrorism. And again, President Trump and other administration officials have tried to portray the woman, 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, as an agitator, someone who was being disruptive and someone who was trying to hurt the ICE agents.
Now, this woman, 37 years of age, an American citizen, so therefore should not have been in any way a target of ICE, because she's clearly not an immigrant of any kind, a mother of three children, shot dead.
Exactly. I mean, again, what they've been doing in Minneapolis and in other American cities is advocates have been trying to alert the neighborhood that something is going on with ICE. So you heard the woman that you played earlier blowing the whistle, honking the horns, trying to slow down an ICE convoy by getting in front of it. And in this case, by, you know, parking the car or having the car at an angle so that it would slow down the advance of the ICE agents as they go through the neighborhood. But to say that she was disruptive and that posed a threat, again, that looks from the video and from the eyewitnesses look to be a stretch.
Now, we have obviously Truth Social posting from Donald Trump, and he said, it's hard to believe he is alive. This is the ICE agent who fatally shot the woman. It's hard to believe he's alive, but he's now recovering in hospital. Now, we all saw the video and we saw this man holster his gun and walk away completely unimpaired.
Walked away, also, you know, walked to the car when it stopped, you know, and then came back and said, you know, somebody better call 911 or words to that effect. Now, officers who are involved in a shooting are routinely taken to the hospital to be checked out for their trauma, that whether that's a New York City police officer, an ICE agent, or a small town police officer, that's usually standard procedure. So that may have well happened, but to say that he was injured, no, that there is no evidence to show that.
Now, watching a lot of the coverage last night, now, if you turned over to Fox, you get a headline like, Minnesota Democrats will incite more violence in response to this. And another one, woman rams ICE agent gets killed. I mean, there are two narratives that are competing at the moment. Which is likely to win? Because even the dumbest of Fox News viewers, when they see the videos, can only come to one conclusion, that this did not need to happen.
That is probably correct. And again, it's what you want to see. If you want to see this woman going after, and I'm using air quotes here, wanting to go after an ICE agent, that's what you saw. But again, I think most people looking at this saw a woman who was panicked when an ICE agent reached into her car and another one walking across the in front of her as the car is moving. So the question is, did he, the one who fired the fatal shot, did he create the situation that ended in her death?
Now, she has a six-year-old, and he will obviously be effectively orphaned now. This is a terrible tragedy for one American family. On her own social media, she describes herself, and I'll use the word that she uses, a poet and writer and wife and mom and shitty guitar strummer from Colorado. That's how she describes it. She doesn't sound like a domestic terrorist.
No, I mean, and again, the people who are or on the front lines of trying to slow or trying to warn their neighbors that ICE is in the neighborhood, stay inside your house, etc. You know, they're not. This is not a cabal. This is not a group of people who are plotting to do anything. These are people who are trying to, yes, slow down ICE. That's not to be denied, but they're doing it in a way that's not threatening the ICE agents.
Now, the protocols when a policeman, for example, or a policewoman discharges a firearm or is tempted to, there are all sorts of reasons why, when they're allowed to do it, you know, if someone is posing a danger to somebody, someone's trying to evade the officers and so on and so forth. And you might, if you were really generous to the ICE agents, you might apply this logic. However, there is also an instruction to normal police officers not to fire into a moving car because you kill the driver and who knows what the vehicle will hit. Children crossing the street, innocent bystanders. And that's why the protocol is not to do exactly what the ICE agent did.
Absolutely. I mean, again, now here's the thing, and this is what's going to be, however this proceeds, whether this comes to charges against the ICE officer, whether it comes, whatever happens, if the ICE officer and ICE makes the case that the driver or the officer thought that he was in imminent danger, imminent fatal danger, he then does have the right usually to stop the threat against himself. Everything you said is true, Pat. But again, that's what it's going to come down to. Mm-hmm. If he makes the case that, hey, I thought I was going to die, I had to do something.
However, he was alongside the vehicle when he put the shots.
Yeah. He was already aside.
He was already safe, when he discharged his weapon.
He was already aside, yes.
The questions of how these people are trained, some of them may be nice guys, some of them may not. They come across as thugs. We see them, you know, someone has an umbrella to try and protect themselves from pepper spray, and an officer goes over, pulls away the umbrella, and then sprays the pepper spray in the face of the person who's trying to inhibit the activities of ICE. I mean, they are brutal in the way they behave towards people. So the question is, how well are they trained?
And no one really knows the answer to that. You know, are they receiving training? Are they just basically a mob that's been unleashed, you know, with just instructions? Here's your equipment and off you go. What are they being trained in, and who is the ones training them? Are these police officers that are training them? I don't think they are. Is it the military? I don't think so. Who is actually training them?
What is the likely outcome in Minneapolis going to be? I mean, it's early days yet, but we saw what happened in the case of the killing by the police of George Floyd, when the knee on the neck had led to his death in spite of his begging to be allowed to breathe. This is another fatality not committed by the police, who've tried to rehabilitate themselves in the affections of the community, but by ICE, which is the tool of Donald Trump.
Well, that's still to be determined, because a couple of things are going on here. One, this is the largest ICE operation to date over the past year in Minneapolis. It's targeting the Somali community in Minneapolis for a whole lot of political reasons. Governor Tim Walz, who recently announced that he was not running for re-election, he was Kamala Harris's vice presidential choice, you know, is urging residents not to get violent. Don't take the bait to give Donald Trump a chance to invoke the Insurrection Act or to declare martial law. But last night, there were thousands of people who turned up at that intersection and protested peacefully. I think it determines what else happens with ICE. What else happens with the president's comments that the administration makes? What's their response going to be? Is there going to be a more physical, more boots on the ground, so to speak, in Minneapolis? And one thing that Governor Walz did do is he's got the National Guard on standby to say that he wants to protect Minneapolis citizens. So who knows what that will lead to. But right now, you know, again, Minneapolis in January is very, very cold. Minneapolis in May is very, very warm. The weather does play a role in how things are protested and how things escalate.
We shall await developments there. Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.